Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. At least 85 people have been killed and 13 people are missing after a major storm in the Philippines. Typhoon Kalmeji has brought flooding that central Philippines resident Marlon Enriquez says was terrifying.
The floodwaters quickly rush in and we were not able to bring anything with us. This was the first time that has happened to us. I have been living here for almost 16 years and it was the first time I've experienced the flooding.
The boss of Australia's unions wants a national inquiry into racism at work. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill says a 2018 inquiry into sex discrimination helped change workplaces.
So we think an inquiry into racism at work has the potential to do the same thing. Bring out the issues, make sure we understand them, develop strategies to deal with them, and then change workers' lives and workplaces for the better.
United States President Donald Trump has said Americans have a choice between communism or common sense. President Trump made the comments after Democrat Zoran Mamdani was elected as the new mayor of New York City.
If you want to see what congressional Democrats wish to do to America, just look at the result of yesterday's election in New York, where their party installed a communist as the mayor of the largest city in the nation.
Two tobacco stores in Sydney are the first to be shut down under new state laws. Nearly 4,000 illegal cigarettes and around 200 vapes have been taken away in a raid. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park says more pressure is needed to end the illegal tobacco trade.
I've written to the federal government. At this stage, they've got no intention to change that. That's a decision for them. We'll continue to advocate for change in this area because we can see it acting as a distorted market for the community. And when you've got distortion in a market like this, where it is moving people to an illegal purchase of a product, that's a problem. That's a reality of which we're dealing with.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.